After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 20, Vidura Preaches to Dhritarashtra. Sri Suta Goswami said, "Insurmountable eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and who are always engrossed in their thought. Mahatma Vidura knew all this, and therefore he addressed his brother Dhritarashtra. My dear king, please get out of here immediately. Do not delay. Just see how fear has overtaken you. This frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My lord, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, in the form of eternal time, Kala, who has approached us all. Whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kala, eternal time, must surrender one's most dear life, and what to speak of other things, such as wealth, honor, children, land, and home. Your father, brother, well-wishers, and sons are all dead and passed away. You yourself have expended the major portion of your life. Your body is now overtaken by invalidity, and you are living in the home of another. You have been blind from your very birth, and now recently you have become hard of hearing. Your memory is shortened and your intelligence is disturbed. Your teeth are loose. Your liver is defective. You are coughing up mucus. Alas, how powerful are the hopes of a living being to continue his or her life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog, and are eating the remnants of food given by Bheem. There is no need for you to live a degraded life, subsisting on the charity of those whom you try to kill by arson and poisoning. You also insulted one of their wives and usurped their kingdom and wealth. Despite your unwillingness to die, and your desire to live, even at the cost of honor and prestige, your miserly body will certainly dwindle and deteriorate, just like an old garment. One is called undisturbed, who goes to an unknown remote place, and being freed from all obligations, quits one's material body when it has become useless. One is certainly a first-class man who awakens and understands, either by oneself or from others, the falsity and misery of this material world, and thus leaves home, depending fully on the personality of Godhead. That personality of Godhead resides within one's heart. Please, therefore, leave for the north immediately, without letting your relatives know. For soon that time will approach, which will diminish the good qualities of men. Sri Suta Goswami said, "Thus Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the scion of the family of Ajamid, firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, prajna, broke at once the strong network of familial affection by his resolute determination. Thus, he immediately left home to set out on the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother, Vidura. The gentle and chaste Gandhari, who was the daughter of King Subala of Kandahar or Gandhar, followed her husband, seeing that he was going to the Himalaya Mountains, which are the delight of those who have accepted the staff of the renounced orders, like fighters who have accepted a good lashing from the enemy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.